Thank you, and greetings, friends. Again we read in the marvelous Gospel by John, chapter 16, and particularly for verse 28. However, verse 27 gives us a slight introduction, for the Father himself loveth you. He's speaking to his disciples, those who have been brought into relationship with him, those who left all and followed the Savior, those who were devoted to him. They believed in him, they believed on him, and they were with him constantly. They were abiding in him. So he says, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me. Yeah. Here is a test of love, friends. Do we love the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior? Or is he some mystical being that you have no contact with whatsoever? Is this what it is? Oh, my friends, he wants to be near you. He wants to live in you. He wants to guide you and enable you to live your life for him. What a lovely word this. For the Father himself loveth you because ye have loved me. Oh, how wonderful. Do you love the Lord Jesus as your Savior? You can't help but love him if you know him, that he died on the cross for you. The only one in all the world who could die for you. And the only one who did die for you. The only one who could save you. If you're saved, then, friends, he's the only one who could do it. So we love him, because he first loved us. But here he says, for the Father himself loveth you because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. Oh, yes. We believe that he's God. We believe that he came from the throne of God, from heaven above. And he came down where? I came forth from the Father. Oh, yes. He came forth from the Father, God. And am, that great word, am. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Am come into the world. I am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. And thus the cycle will be completed. He came from the Father, but where did he come? Oh, friends, here is the majestic news of the Gospel. He came from the Father, and he came into the world. He came right down to where poor fallen man was. He came like the Samaritan in Luke's Gospel, where the poor man was who was wounded and robbed and left half dead. And like the Samaritan there, he bound up the wound, poured in oil and wine, soothing and joy. Wine, the emblem of earthly joy. And then he set him on his own beast, and he took him to the inn, and he took care of him, and he gave 2 pence to the innkeeper to keep the poor fellow until he would return again. And oh, what a world and ocean of truth is here. For the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is coming again. In the meantime, he's given us his word. And he's given us the opportunity of praying and keeping in touch with God. And abiding in him. And here he says, the Father himself loveth you because ye have loved me. And have believed that I came out from God. Oh, my friend, have you believed this? Really now, honestly, truly in the presence of God, can you say, thank you, Lord. I do believe you came from the Father. I do believe you came into the world 1900 odd years ago. I am come into the world. Oh, what a statement. Without his coming, friend, there would be no salvation. Without his coming, we'd have never known God, for he came to reveal the Father. Without his coming, we'd never know that God loved the world. Without his coming into the world, we'd not have the Bible. Without his coming into the world, we'd never know the joy and the peace of sins forgiven, because there'd have been no Savior, and man would have gone on in his reckless speed to eternity, lost, undone forever. Oh, the greatness of this great truth, Lord, that he did come, I am come into the world. Came right to where we are. Came here and lived amongst us. Came here and gave his life a ransom for us on the cross at Calvary. Oh yes, he proved his love for you and me by dying on Calvary's tree. I am come out. I came out from God. Yes, he was God himself. The Father was with him. He and the Father were one. Yes. Co-equal with the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Co-equal. Not one less than the other. The co-eternal. Co-equal. The eternal God. The omnipotent one. The omniscient one. The one who knows everything. I am come into the world. Oh, my friend, here's salvation. He came. I came, he said, not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Oh, yes. My friend, have you had a dealing with God? Have you realized that the Lord was dealing with you and causing you to be sorry for your sin, causing you to repent before God? Not before the preacher, not before a congregation, but before God. Oh, my friends, here's reality. I am come out from God. He was God manifest in the flesh, and he came down to the world. World of sinners lost and ruined by the fall. Salvation full of highest cost he offers now, free to all. He obtained eternal redemption by the sacrifice of himself on the cross. He offers it to you today, friend. I am come into the world. He's here in the world today. Oh, yeah. He's here in the world today through the Holy Spirit. And if we wish to receive him as our Savior, we can do so right now. You don't need to wait a month. You don't need a year's preparation. You need to repent. I am come not to call righteous, but sinners to repentance. Are you sorry you're a sinner? Do you know that you're a sinner? Do you realize that you're a sinner? And don't say, well, we're all sinners. There's no astigmatism to that. If we're all sinners, then we're all on the same plane. And that is true. We are all on the same plane. But it's a different matter entirely, friends, when I say, yes, God, I'm a sinner. The dear publican went up to the temple, and he wouldn't as much as go into the temple. The Pharisee, in all his pride and arrogance, he went in. And he made his great statement. 5 times he used the personal pronoun I. I thank thee I'm not as other man. I thank thee I'm not as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. I, 5 times. What about the poor publican? Well, he stayed outside. He wouldn't so much as lift his eyes to heaven. Here's repentance, friends. He wouldn't so much as lift his eyes to heaven, but he smote his breast. The seat of the trouble was inside him. He knew the seat of his trouble. His very being was wrong. He was a sinner from top to bottom. From the sole of his feet to the crown of his head was no soundness in him, as Isaiah tells us in his first chapter of his prophecy. No soundness in him, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores which have not been bound up, neither mollified with ointment. That's the picture of the sinner. Have you ever said, friends, I'm the sinner? The poor publican, he smote his breast and he said, God be merciful to me, the sinner. 7 words. And the Lord Jesus said he went down to his house justified. Oh, my friend, here's the way to come. Come as a sinner. Come as a repentant sinner. Asking mercy. Receiving Christ as your Savior by an act of your own mind, friend. Your own mental persuasion. Oh, he died for me. Did he? You take that truth in, friend, as a repentant sinner, and you'll be saved. And saved right now. And saved in a moment of time. You'll not need to make any great preparation. There are no strings attached. There are no conditions. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. No condition. Not one single condition. Just that you believe. You receive him as your very own. I make him my Savior, for he died for me. Can you say that? I am come into the world. Thank God he came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. Father, we thank thee for thy precious word. The Lord Jesus revealed the Father. He came and he lived in this world of turmoil and stress and sin. And he worked out a way of salvation for us all. That whosoever will may come and take of the water of life freely. And so we pray, Lord, for our country. We pray for every citizen of our great land. We pray for the rulers and authorities, the president, the Lord undertake for him, the cabinet, the Congress, and the court, the governors of state, the mayors of our cities, and especially for the mayor of our nation's capital city. God bless them for good. Use them for thy honor and glory, Father. And may precious souls listen to the gospel. Repent of their guilt and sin. And turn to the one who said, I am come, that they might have life. They might have it more abundantly. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.